Shalom Aleichem, Abiyafaftit 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Nun Hei, Menachas 55A, pagination is 109. We'll start on the facing page, about 5 lines up, Detanya, as we learnt in a Braisa. Abba Elazar ben Gomel Omer, the following statement, V'nechshav lochem terumaschem, it will be considered for you your teruma. B'shtei terumas hakasav medaber, the opinion of this braisa is that it's talking about two types of teruma, achas teruma gedola va'achas terumas meiser. Teruma gedola and terumas meiser. What are these? So teruma gedola is an amount, approximately 1/50, that is given by the landowner to the kohen. Terumas Meiser is that after the Meiser is given to the Levi then gives 1/10 of the 10% that he received. He gives 1/10 of that to the Kohen. Concept presumably being that the landowner should have a relationship with the Kohen. And the Levi should also have a relationship with the Kohen. He also has to give. Kishem shetruma gedola niteles ba'omeid, just like truma gedola is taken by estimation, uve machshava, and with intent, even without actually separating it, kach terumas meiser niteles ba'omeid uve machshava. Similarly, according to this braisa, terumas meiser from the Levi to the Kohen can also be done with those liberal terms that he doesn't have to actually separate. It could be done in thought. Now, the source of this is the pasuk v'nechshav, which we translated as it should be considered, but nechshav is the word machshava, intent, even without an action. Even without speaking, nechshav, the thought alone can do the hafrasha, can designate which fruit is going to be teruma, meiser, etc. Rashi on the bottom line of Rashi says, ein tzorech limdod. The liberty that's being given here is you don't have to count. Taisvis, Dibra Maschal Niteles, says, mitzvah la'asos me'umod. It's proper to do it. May omeid from an estimation. Dimitoch sheyorei shelo livchos nota ba'ayin yofe. Because when you do by estimation, you're afraid that you're going to go too low, and therefore you give a little more. And that generosity, almost like a tip. If we really believed in tips, why don't we just build it into the original cost? But it's a tip. It makes it ba'ayin yofe. It's an expression of generosity. So that generosity is being required by requiring that it be done b'machshava. So according to Tosfos, it's supposed to be done ba'omeid. According to Rashi, we only see ein tzorech limdod. It doesn't have to be done with accuracy. It could be done by estimation. Now, the braisa that we just did presented that it's b'shtei terumas hakasav medaber. Both the teruma and the terumas meiser, both can be done by estimation. This is not universally held, and therefore the Rambam, for example, in Hilchos Terumos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalid, writes regarding teruma, mafrish bedaito kemo echad mishishem. He does his estimation as an approximate, v'lo yitrom b'sal uv'kupa shamidasan yedua, and he should not use a container that has a known quantity. Whereas in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes terumas meiser ein mafrishan osa ba'omid. The terumas meiser from the Levi to the Kohen, that's not allowed to be done by estimation. Ela medakdek b'shiura, but you have to be precise. So again, going back to our Gemara, just to observe that even though the presentation of our Gemara is Terumah Shem, both types of Terumah have this rule, that would not necessarily be the way we paskin. Let's skip to today's daf on the second line. Amar Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi says, Abba haya notel eser guro gros shebe miktsoa al tishim shebe kalkala. My father used to take, regarding figs, he used to take 10 dried figs and use them as miser on the 90 of the fresh figs. And the problem over here is, as we discussed in an earlier session, that these dried figs in their current situation are less volume than the fresh figs. However, if you are willing to accept that the volume that they were is the volume that we factor with, then I understand what he was doing, because they're equal. They were all basically dried. They were all started off as regular figs, just some got dried and these others didn't. If he's taking Meiser, that means he's willing to factor based on what they were. Iamrit bishlama l'kamo shehein, if you're willing to do what they were, amrinon shapir, then I understand. Eliamrit kamo shehein batzeluhu. But if you're going to follow what they are now, you don't have enough tithe to justify what you're doing. 10 dried on 90 fresh doesn't work. Ki aser avdimi amr Rabbi Elazar shiny grogros. Dried figs are different. However, yachal l'shalkan, since you could boil them and restore them to what they were, that restored hydration, so to speak, would make them equal. Ulachzir l'kmo shehein. Therefore, it's an acceptable tithing. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.